He's got the knowledge.
Because once again, I have to come on there and talk about how right I am once again. In anything that it comes to sports.
He's got the questions.
I'm going to lose it. Are you kidding me? What are we doing here?
He's got the guest.
20th head coach in Fresno State history here, Matt. Is it hard to believe sometimes still the 20th head coach here in program history?
It's all moved really quickly here over the course of the last five, 6 weeks. But super excited to be here.
Phil Bonatti is the voice for the Central Valley sports leader. Behind the Bench starts now. Brought to you by Helena Agri.
That's right, Behind the Bench here at 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader here on this Friday afternoon, January 30th. Good to be here. Good to be alongside you all for an exciting edition. Very short, brief edition of Behind the Bench, but we're here Friday as we always are, 3 to 6 p.m. on the Uge. But we're here for you for the next 45 minutes before we send it out to Washington, D.C. for the Lakers and the Washington Wizards. That's going to be our Friday edition of Laker Basketball here on 1430, which you can listen to live and on demand on the 1430 ESPN app and on 1430ESPNFresno.com. Of course, that broadcast, our show, Tony D show, which we thank Tony D for tossing it to us in the previous hour. Tony D show, the Sportsline Bulldog Hour with Tony D from 2 to 3 p.m. on the weekdays. You listen to him live there as well. You listen to Palmetto show, Central Valley Sports Report, live on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon as well. Palmetto's, of course, host of that show at First String Sports. So be sure to check him out there. Another great lineup for him tomorrow, I'm sure, that he's been working on all week. I'm looking forward to listening to that show tomorrow. Lee's Air Hotline is the way to reach our show. Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430, the way to reach our show. 559-320-1430, the way to reach our show. Lee's Air Hotline, sponsored by Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. For those out there with your AC or heating needs. Maybe don't need the heater on today. I don't know. Some people run a little warm like I do. And we're looking at the Lee's Air weather check. 65 degrees. Feels like 71. Sunny. Feeling great out there in terms of the Central Valley weather. Folks, I'm looking at 70s potentially next week if we're going to be lucky in terms of that. So maybe that's on the horizon for us here. Just starting to creep up a little bit as we head into February, which is technically, if you think about it, the coldest month of the year. Anyways, that's the Lee's Air weather check. We are live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. Of course, we're going to be streaming all throughout Radio Row Super Bowl week. We're going to be there in San Francisco. That's right. Myself, Joe, will be there as well. We'll have Jorge live in the studio back here in Fresno, of course. So we're going to have it all covered. And let me tell you, the guest list just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Next week, I am booking guests left and right, just getting people all over on the show. And there's going to be some fun names to talk about in terms of it. How about some current Rams we're talking to? How about some... How about a 49ers Hall of Famer we're going to have on the show next week as well? How about celebrity chefs? How about some former coaches? How about some pilots who are going to be doing the flyover? How about the guy who runs AEW Wrestling, Tony Khan? That's another name I could drop there as well. So already some names that are on the guest list for next week, and we'll be live at San Francisco Radio Row Monday through Friday. We arrive Monday, and here's the big thing, and it's exciting because we're tempting fate here with what we're doing here. We just got Joe on the social accounts, so I am terrified, and I'm excited for what we're gonna get out of this for the next week. So you already may have seen his first post already if you go to our Instagram right now. So that's what's going on over there on our ESPN Fresno Instagram. Follow it along. You'll see all kinds of great stuff over there. Good Friday edition of our show. I can't wait. And, of course, we get in the studio over on my right in the producing chair is Jorge. Jorge, how are we doing on this Friday?
We're doing good.
Doing good, all right?
I was just testing out, the audio here.
The audio? For
your streaming.
Okay, you're just figuring it out. Sorry, I just went to you real quick, didn't I? I got caught you off guard a little bit, didn't I?
I was expecting a little bit more time there, but we're good. Good.
45 minutes, man. I need your best for 45 minutes for today's show. Come on.
I'm gonna forget that.
Come on, Jorge. You can get it. You can give me 45 minutes. Anyways, good to be here. Got a couple interns in as well. Lexi, you've seen her before. She's here. And new intern Chase, he's going to be joining us as well this semester from Fresno State. So maybe we get you on the mic, Chase, by the end of the show. So introduce you to the people. But let's get Lexi on the mic real quick, because how terrified should I be that we're going to have Joe on the socials all week next week for the Super Bowl?
Definitely terrified, because I'm teaching him Gen Z slang. So uh-oh. Knowing Joe, he's going to use that to his full extent, and that's not going to be good. So
right.
I'm probably going to go on the Instagram, have to delete stuff knowing him.
So you're saying that Joe's not Gen Z?
Well, I was teaching him like the newest trends. Like, I don't know if I can say it. It's like young ho, stuff. I was teaching him that, and he's like, I don't understand it. And I was like, I don't think you're supposed to understand it.
I don't even know what's happening. It's whatever, you know, in terms of it. But as long as it gets people going, as far as
I think. I'm Gen Z, bro. I know the slang.
I said we should just call the whole week Unks on the Loose. Like,
no, see, like, I'm out here farming aura, bro.
Farming aura?
What year were you born?
See?
He was born before me. That was
true. Yeah, don't worry about it.
He's almost, there's almost a 4 in his age. And I'll leave it at that.
There's an 8. There's an 8 there.
There's an 8. I thought there was a 9 there.
No, there's an 8 there.
There's an 8? You're not. I thought you were getting there.
198 something.
Okay. All right. Anyways. We all lie about our age, don't we? Anyways, we're excited for the Super Bowl. I'm excited. And we're going to get the best out of everybody for our week there. A lot of different things. Of course, we're going to be on the socials Monday. We're going to be at Super Bowl opening night, which is why we're only going to have an hour show next week, looking at it as far as that's concerned for Monday. So we're going to do the show Monday. We're going to have, that portion airing from 3 to 4. Then I would encourage you, after 4 o'clock, go check us out on the social medias, because we're going to be on the loose at media opening day. Patriots are available from 5 to 6. So we'll see what kind of stuff we're going to get there out of them. And then we're going to get the Seahawks are from 7 to 8 availability as well. So we'll see what kind of stuff we're going to get. We got the TikTok mics, as I like to call them, ready to go. I'm trying to still figure out some questions. Is there like a question I should go with of the week? Like something that we should like ask everybody we have on the show. Is there something we should do this week? Like, give me a Central Valley.
Central Valley thing?
Yeah, like, what's a Central Valley?
You know where Fresno is?
I have an idea kind of around that, but not with Fresno, but I got something else in terms of that. But, like, what are you thinking? I don't know.
Well, you know what the Tule fog is?
The Tule fog? We're going to talk about weather?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
People don't know what it is.
Yeah?
People have never seen it or even think it's a thing. People think it's fake.
What about, like, is there a bulldog in your life that's wrong? Like, is there, like, a bulldog?
Okay.
When you think of Fresno State, what comes to mind? You got any buddies at Fresno? I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something as far as that. Lexi, you got any ideas? Or is there something trendy I'm missing right now that people are asking about? Right? Do we do the what year you're born trend? Like, I've seen those around the last couple of weeks, the 1990.
Like, how Gen Z are you?
Yeah, because the players are pretty Gen Z now, aren't they? Right?
I don't know about that.
Come on.
Well, because I feel like it ranges. Because like, there's what? It's again, Gen Z is 1997 to what? 2013. I feel when you get 1997 to maybe 2003 or so,
I would imagine.
Like, they seem more millennial than later Gen Z do. Because I feel like a lot of Gen Z are a lot closer to Gen Alpha age as well.
So it's
like iPad kids.
Yeah. I'm like looking to find if I can get the birthday. Like, so if you're 1997 right now, you're 28 years old, right? If you're born in 97, pretty much you're 28 years old. So anybody under 28 right now, I'm looking at the Patriots roster, and all I have are 14 guys are 29 and older on the Patriots roster right now. So we're dealing with some Gen Zers
in
the NFL.
Definitely.
You question it, Jorge.
What did I question?
You questioned that the Gen Z is in the NFL right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I didn't know what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I thought there were still people my age there, but obviously.
The only person your age is Aaron Rodgers out there. I mean, that's.
Well.
Did I just doubt you? I'm sorry.
No, that's about right. I mean, he's a little bit older than me.
Yeah. I know he's a little bit older than you. But little is the defining term.
I was out of high school when he was being drafted, so.
Yeah, exactly. Let me go to the Seahawks roster real quick. Can I find that real quick? How many guys are not Gen Z on the Seahawks roster? Can I sort them that way? Who has the older roster? I said 14 on the Patriots. Is that what I said? Seahawks have 9 guys who are 29 or older on the roster. So the Seahawks are a younger roster, more Gen Z roster.
Wow.
According to what I'm looking at here. Sam Darnold on the fringe at 28.
Well, to me, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking like all these kids, you know, are like the famous one that was like a TikToker was Juju Smith-Schuster. And I remember him being out there, but then I'm thinking about it, and that was like 10 years ago. And he's already like, you know,
what do you, how
almost
old do you
out of the league.
How old do you think Juju Smith-Schuster is right now?
He's got to be like almost 30.
Like, are you going a legit guess? What do you got?
I would say 32, maybe.
He's 29.
29, yeah.
He's 29, which feels extremely young for how long Juju Smith-Schuster's been in the league.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. We're coming up with ideas. We got to come up with something as far as that's concerned, because we need the content. We need to aura farm, as Jorge would say,
aura
right?
Aura farming, bro.
Is this cringe? Is that what the kids say? Is this? Yeah, Lexi's shaking her head. Yeah, that's
what's happening. My 15-year-old nephew told me that he was in the middle of a soccer game aura farming.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
I didn't even question it. I was like, cool, man. You do what you do.
Hey, this is painful. All right, let's move on, though. Let's talk about what's coming up this weekend, because that's what we got to talk about, of course. I want to say the Lakers for the next segment. Just real quick, got to acknowledge Fresno State basketball back in action. They've been off for a week, right? They had that tough loss to Grand Canyon. I was there in the building. Bulldogs are at Air Force Academy. They can get up to 10-11. They could get to double-digit wins, Jorge, which was a nice thought to think about. Air Force, a team in turmoil right now, 3-7 on the record, 0-9 in the conference, and no hope looking up in terms of that. Jorge, I said it here on the sheet, pack it up if they can't beat Air Force, right? We're packing up the season, calling it off. We're canceling Christmas. We're doing all the things, right, if you can't beat Air Force.
I don't know. Yeah.
You got him.
Yeah. Packing it up, it's kind of harsh, but – Air Force also is like the weakest team.
They might be the worst team in college basketball right now. Like, can you find me a worse team in college basketball than Air Force? Like, I don't think there's anybody out there that's worse in college basketball than Air Force.
Division one, at least.
Who did Air Force beat this year? Hold on, let me go to Air Force's schedule. They got three of them. Who has the shame of losing to Air Force this year in college basketball? Give it to me. Where are we at? Hold on. Let me see. Okay, Alabama State lost by 2. Poor Alabama State.
Is that D1, though?
They're D1, right? Alabama State?
Okay.
They're the Hornets out of the what is that? I don't even know. I can't find it. Anyways, who else did Air Force beat this year? We got IU Indianapolis.
I know where that is, yeah.
You know them?
They played Fresno State. In a tournament one, softball, I think it was.
Okay.
Was it softball or volleyball? I know because it was a weird, because it was IU Indianapolis.
Was it IUPUI or was that, am I thinking something different?
I think it was IUPUI.
Yeah, it is IUPUI.
Yeah.
That's right, the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Who just lost to Robert Morris by whatever it was. And then the other win by Air Force was against some other acronym school, SIUE. Is that, what does that stand for? Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. Is that what we're looking at? That I nailed
got,
that.
I mean, I just got.
I nailed it.
I don't know.
I got verification from our guy back there in terms of that. Perfect. All right. Okay. SIUE in that conference with UT Martin, Tennessee State. All right, so yeah, Air Force certainly has not lived up to the billing back there as far as that's concerned, right? And it has been a rough go for them in the conference, right? What's their closest loss? Was an 8-point loss to San Jose State at San Jose State. We know how bad San Jose State is as a team. Fresno State took care of business against them. So you got to prove it in this game for sure. DeShawn Gorry is good enough to just kind of take over a game like this. When you have a kind of a dominant guy who doesn't necessarily get yourself into foul trouble situations, it's interesting to see if Vance can work in through some different lineup situations, lineup combinations. This is one of those games where you can afford yourself the opportunity to see what kind of lineup combinations can work down the stretch when you need those kind of crunch time situations. So I'm going to imagine that we're going to get a little bit of a different look from this team. However, I would say that's a second half thing that could be diagnosed for Vance Wahlberg. In the first half, it's status as usual, game as usual. Here are your starters. Go out, build a lead, and feel comfy the rest of the way in terms of it. But that's – I said what I said earlier. I just don't experiment some stuff right away. I'd be just a little concerned about the rhythm and the flow of a game like that, especially an altitude situation. And maybe that is my only worry, is the sixth man that Air Force has, which is the altitude at up there at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. You ever been in the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs?
No.
Yeah?
No.
No, straight up. All right.
Straight up, no.
You ever been to altitude?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely if you get there within a few hours and, you know, just do your thing, I don't think it's much of a problem. But if you spend there like a day, then you need to acclimate.
Yeah.
And once you start acclimating, then that's when it really becomes a problem.
Yeah. Bulldogs.
But I feel like it's not going to be – they do this all the time, so I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, when was the last time Fresno State played at altitude? Well, New Mexico's kind of technically an elevation game.
Yeah, Albuquerque doesn't feel like it.
And Bulldogs only lost by 11 to New Mexico.
Maybe Colorado State.
We didn't play. We haven't played at Colorado State this year.
Okay.
Our football team did, and boy, they didn't show up in that one.
That's what it was, right? That's the problem. The altitude really diminished everything.
I lived at altitude for 3 years, man. It builds you up. I'll tell you that. That first couple weeks when I was living in Wyoming, man, it was. Whew. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It affects things. You get a little lightheaded. You get a little dehydrated. Start feeling a little loopy.
Yeah, we went to do.
You got to be careful about yourself.
Wrestling.
Water. Water's huge. Water's huge at the altitude.
Went to a wrestling camp in Tahoe. Yeah.
Lake Tahoe.
And that was high altitude.
Is it high altitude? It's
not high altitude, but it's.
It's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough to feel it.
That you'll be like, dying.
Yeah, gasping for air, as you say. All right, Bulldogs. Come on, beat the Falcons. I don't have much more to say about this game. If they lose this one, though, like I said, I've been the champion. I've been beating the drum about the squad of saying, hey, maybe there's a corner turn, but if they lose this one, forget about it. Pack it home. You got to win this one.
Feels like it's just accessible enough to win it.
You have to. When we did that run through saying Bulldogs can get to about 10 or 10 wins in the conference, these are the ones I'm counting, like, no doubt. So let's get it. All right, let's take a break. And, we go to our last segment of the show. We get you set for Laker basketball next on 1430 ESPN. Welcome back to Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Here on this Friday afternoon, a little reminder of our schedule for this weekend. It's got a couple things that you want to be paying attention to for sure. Of course, tonight, Lakers-Wizards coming up right after this, 3:45 p.m. pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off from D.C. Saturday, Central Valley Sports Report with Paul Matters, 10 a.m. to noon. Of course, you can listen to live and on demand on the 1430 ESPN app and at 1430ESPNFresno.com website. 10 a.m. to noon from First Ring Sports. Later on 14:30, we're going to have Kentucky at Arkansas college basketball, 3:15 pregame with a 3:30 tip-off. Over on 790, Sharks hockey, they got to bounce back. Gave up three goals last night in the third period and lost in overtime after being up 3-0 40 minutes in. So Sharks will look to bounce back. First overtime loss for the Sharks since November 2nd. So they'll be back in Calgary. That's a game they should win. Got to win. 12:30 pregame with a 1 p.m. puck drop over on 790 on Saturday. It's Sunday, just one game. Lakers-Knicks from New York, 3:45 pregame, 4 p.m. tip-off from the Mecca. Then Monday, Sportsline Bulldog Hour, Tony D, 2 to 3. We'll have my show from 3 to 4 behind the bench live from San Francisco and from Radio Row. Sharks and Blackhawks as well over on Monday. And we'll keep it rolling and give you a thorough schedule of the week next week when we get to it. Anyways, all right, let's preview it a little bit. Let's take a look because the Lakers, of course, getting back into it after licking their wounds from Wednesday. What was that? No, it's just the second half to forget for the Lakers in terms of it. Felt like a Lakers kind of run out of steam situation in terms of it. And this is one of those road trips where I said like 5-3, 6-2 feels like a successful one. Now they've lost the two that they've lost the two games I've spotted them. So the imagination can tell you that you got to beat Washington. You got to beat Brooklyn. And coin toss against the Knicks, right? That's where it kind of feels like for this Laker team. And the Lakers, 9.5-point favorites on the road against Washington. And maybe I'm overlooking the Wizards, but I'm kind of having the same attitude as Fresno State basketball right now, which is back it up if you can't beat Washington tonight, right? Like, come on, Jorge. Like, 12-34 Washington? You can't beat 12-34 Washington tonight?
I don't know. Pack it up.
I'd pack it up.
I feel like a little bit harsh, but it's just one loss. I mean, if you were to have like a couple more losses,
you can't beat Washington. You can't be an NBA champion. That's where I sit. Any team that's lost to Washington this year can't be a NBA champion.
They beat the Bulls. They beat the Mavs.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
And you lost against the Cavs.
Should I do the same thing there for? So I'm gonna look at the Wizard wins. Like who has lost to the Wizards? Because I'm disqualifying I'm disqualifying them from it being an NBA champion.
How many wins did they got?
I got 12 of them.
Okay, who are the 12 teams that lost?
Let's see. I'm running through the schedule. I wonder if I can run through the schedule right now, real quick. Who's lost to the Wizard? Who's the imposter? All right, I'm declaring the Mavericks can't win the NBA championship this year. I'm declaring that. Where are we at? Keep it rolling. Keep scrolling. Still looking for the Hawks are not going to win an NBA championship this year.
Okay.
Sorry, Atlanta. The Milwaukee Bucks are not winning an NBA championship this year.
I believe that.
The Indiana Pacers are not winning an NBA championship this year.
Really? Okay.
Nope. The Memphis Grizzlies are not winning an NBA championship this year. The Toronto Raptors. Oh, this one hurts. I like the Raptors.
Oh, because they lost to
To the Wizards. They're disqualified. Sorry. Grizzlies again. You lost to the Wizards again? Come on, Grizzlies. Bucks, you've lost to the Wizards again too? Come on. Brooklyn, you're out. I'm sorry, Brooklyn.
They were in a roll.
Magic, man. Orlando, sorry. You're out. Orlando, you're not going to win the NBA championship. I'm sorry. We got Portland. Portland on the list. The Bucks lost to them again too. The Bucks have lost to the Wizards three times.
Three times.
Man, they should be trading Giannis. All right, yeah, officially. You got to trade Giannis after losing three times to the Wizards this year. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else
to say. Pack it up. You got nothing there.
I mean, is the Wizards the worst team in the NBA?
They should be, right? The Pacers had a really awful start to their year. They're kind of tied for the bottom. And if you want to go Pelicans and then Kings, you know, in that conversation.
The Pacers were awful?
Yeah, they're awful, man. They don't have Tyrese. Tyrese has been out all year with the Achilles situation, lost Turner. Let's get our buddy Chase here because I want to maybe let's debut him on the mic here. Chase, is my assessment cruel or is it fair for the Lakers if they lose to the Wizards tonight? I'm declaring them dead from an NBA championship hope.
I'm not like mad at that take because the Lakers right now, from what I'm seeing with like this last game, I mean, Luka went down, right? And LeBron's taking more of a step back.
So. 11 points last night or two nights ago. Like, in his return to Cleveland, all he could do was 11, right? Yeah. I think he blew more tears in the Kleenex before the game than the points he scored on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say I fully agree, but I will say that I don't think personally the Lakers are going to win any championships.
So. No. Well, I said this at the beginning of the year. The current edition of the Lakers right now is not winning an NBA title. Like, I'm not going to kid myself. And even when we got the little start they had, what, the 15-3, I think it was, or something like that, and we were starting to feel a – oh, well, maybe this is a team. No, this is not a team that we have assessed as a serious contender unless they make some crazy move. But the problem with the Lakers is, you know, your hand's kind of tied with what LeBron's contract looks like on the roster and, you know, what kind of assets you can offer. And if you're going to try to go all in, you're losing Reeves in any sort of the situation. I feel like you lose Reeves in any situation. Where's your 3-point shooting going to go? Like, is Rui really going to be the only guy that can maybe provide a 3-point shot on this roster? And on the flip side, like, where's your defense coming from in terms of it as well? So,
I mean, yeah, what they tried to do in the beginning of the season, like towards the beginning of the season, was get some size. You know, they picked up Aiden.
Yeah.
And then they picked up Marcus Smart. So that was kind of like establishing a second lineup and some defense.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it work. It looked good on paper until, you know, we got to reality.
Well, and then, Laker fans have claimed DeAndre Ayton's committed war crimes basically on their roster since they've had him in terms of
it. He has not played that good.
No, he has not been worth the hype in terms of that. The only good thing about this Laker team has been Luka, who's had to feel like he's done everything. Like, is the Luka burnout coming? Because I feel like hey, thank God he got him in shape this year, right? Because he was on that Men's Health magazine, right? And he was looking all slim, looking all good. And, man, he's needed to be, like, the healthy guy that maybe the Mavericks were considering not so realistic of a chance of him being kind of the healthy guy. But here he is, you know, putting up numbers that we haven't seen in Laker history, which, by the way, is a pretty good history of basketball for all things considered. But I'm worried about the Luka usage and the burnout. You said he went out of the game a couple of nights ago, right? And so, you know, we're nice here in January, almost February, but I'm worried about, like, the lingering thing that can happen when we see all these kind of stars go down with the injury in March and April, and then we see, like, the Kyrie situation or Dame Lillard kind of being a guy that went down in that kind of same scenario. And then, of course, we know Tyrese was the other guy in the finals when he went down in that situation. We know the injury could be looming with the usage. And that's what I worry about when they're leaning so heavily on Luka being the guy. Now, he's not as explosive as those players I just named, so maybe his game kind of helps him not have to make the explosive movement he needs to make in that situation. But man, it goes through Luka so much in this Laker team. It makes me scared about what lingering thing could happen in terms of an injury.
I mean, it just goes down to, like, when you hit playoff time, it's 0-0, right?
Yeah.
Like, the regular season no longer matters. So having that bench and having those assets on your team really matters. Like, Luka can't just carry the whole thing, right?
Yeah. And that's what he's doing, right, Jorge? Like, it's just the Luka show, man. It's just so hard to, like, convince yourself that this Laker team is not going to burn out at some point.
But it feels like they just had the same thing over and over. Like, last year we talked about how they needed a six-man, how they needed someone from the bench to come out and help them out. And I feel like at the beginning of the season they kind of had that at some point, but everybody started getting injured, then it just, you know, that run away, and then all of a sudden instead of fading. Because I feel like they play better when they have help from the bench. I mean, everybody plays better when they have help from the bench, right?
Of course, when you're deep, man.
But it's just whenever, you know, LeBron just starts, you know, feeling it, they play good. And then when he plays normal, it just, like, you can tell he's a 40-year-old man.
You can tell. And he admitted it, right? Didn't he openly admit it a couple of days ago? He's like, I'm starting to feel the 40. Like, I'm starting to feel the age a little bit. Like, that felt a little different from LeBron just kind of being the goated, like, guy who feels indestructible. He was openly admitting, yeah, the age is starting to feel – I'm feeling the number a little bit, right?
Well, anybody who plays at the high level at that age.
Of course.
He's got to feel it.
Of course.
I mean, he's still jumping out the gym, though. I mean, we've seen clips of LeBron still.
Right.
I mean, I'm no one to call somebody, you know, out of shape or anything, but but
NBA shape is a different thing. That we're all not NBA players. Like, we're not there.
It's a whole different thing,
you know. But the realistic thing is the Lakers are sitting at a sixth spot, right, in this West. In this West, you're staring up at teams that feel like they're capable of really kind of, you know, being bullies to this Laker team in a way, right?
The beautiful thing about this NBA tournament or league is that you have the playoff.
Of course.
And you could be number eight and make it. And
you're of course, looking at, like, that situation with the Heat, of course, a couple of years ago with a guy who got crazy for a couple months with Jimmy Butler and all that.
You
have a chance. It's fine. I'm giving them no shot if they lose to the Wizards tonight. They can make the play. They can be the one seed. They can win 40 games in a row, and I will say they are not winning the NBA championship if they lose to Washington tonight. That's all I got. Also, it gets much tougher if you see Giannis go to that West Conference against them. I think that's going to be a very, like, especially if he goes to Minnesota, like a lot of people are projecting him to go. I think Giannis to Minnesota is like the worst case scenario for the Lakers in terms of that being a potential series on the horizon for them.
I heard the Knicks too.
Knicks are there.
Yeah.
The Heat are there, and the Warriors are like the other serious contender for Giannis.
I haven't seen us propose anything.
It's been in Shams has kind of did the short list. He did the four. Those are the four on the short list, basically. And I think it's like if you let go of Kuminga and Pods and like
Moody
and Butler and Jimmy,
yeah,
his contract goes.
And you some just picks too.
Yeah, and some picks, yeah. Like some good picks coming along the way. And you just kind of make Steph, Draymond, Giannis work a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much.
In terms of that. And, you know, I said this on yesterday's show. I said, I'm like, I don't think we've ever seen a team built with a lights out shooter like Steph linked up with a freak like Giannis.
Yeah.
And what that kind of offense and what that kind of flow would look like in terms of a I think I said this, if you're going to be genuinely interested in just the science of like, what does that look like? I've never seen that before. I feel like Giannis to the Warriors is the one you would root for. Yeah. If you're like, I want to know what that looks like.
I mean, that's something like kind of talked about like in the just overall with NBA fans, like,
right,
what would that look like with lights out shooter, and then we have Giannis just a dominant force in the paint.
Yeah,
like, and then obviously, like, after we trade everybody, we have no more starting five.
There's nothing there. Yeah, I'm picking up the pieces. They're picking up, you know, is Pat Spencer gonna be, can he play shooting guard? No, I love Pat Spencer.
Is he gonna show up again?
I love rec league Pat.
Did you see like the Instagram reels about him? How he like goes back to the office, the 9 to 5, like right after.
He's great, man. He's great. He would kick all our, you know what, in basketball. That's for damn sure, right? Oh man. All right, Lakers 9.5 favorites. They should win by more, right? In terms of that, let me give you a couple stat lines too. Luka, 7 straight road games with 25, 5, and 5. With another game like that, he would tie 22 and 23 LeBron James for the longest streak by a Laker since 1950. Lakers 6 straight wins versus the Wizards would tie their second longest active win streak against any opponent, and their second longest win streak in versus the Wizards in franchise history. LeBron James is trying to avoid something though. If he doesn't score 20 tonight, this would be his third time this season he would have back-to-back under 20-point games this season, and I would believe he had never done that before in his career until this season. So that's another stat line to be paying attention to in terms of that. All right, let's wrap up the show real quick. What are we watching this weekend? I know it's some basketball I talked about. Jorge, what are you watching this weekend?
Ooh, there's some golf. That I want to watch.
Little Torrey Pines golf action.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Didn't
think I would come from you, yeah?
Well, there's no. If there's
no football, I know.
If there's my Sunday afternoon, you know, a little bit of basketball.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
We have some basketball with us.
We do have some basketball.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Chase, what are you watching this weekend?
I'm definitely going to catch the Knicks game.
All right. Knicks Lakers on Sunday. Sure. That'll be cinema. Lexi, what are you watching? What are you watching this week? What are you locking into this weekend? It could be anything. Good.
The new Bridgerton season came out, so I'm going to be watching that.
There you go. There you go. Locking in on that. I got to catch up on my latest episode of Traitors. That show, juicy, man. I love those reality TV shows, those competition shows, man. It's great. I got to lock in all my shows before we head to San Francisco. So
you got to finish those up.
Oh, exactly. All right. That's it. Next show, we'll see you in San Francisco for Radio Row Monday, 3 o'clock. Tune in then. Until then, Laker basketball from DC next.